Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A fancy new restaurant in Manayunk.
Upscale comfort bistro with a French background and Latin ingredients.
And the inspiration behind it? Who's Blondie named after?
I can't really say.
That's a personal.
People will figure it out.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at Blondie. It's a restaurant at 4417 Main Street in Manayunk, and I'm with Chef Marcus Sumter and James Morrissey, who's the partner and designer of this brand new restaurant. So, Marcus, first of all, tell me about what Blondie is. What's the concept and what type of food do you serve?
Blondie here on Main Street in Manayunk. Think of a upscale comfort bistro with a French background and Latin ingredients.
Is that your background, French cooking?
Correct. So I graduated from Le Cordon Bleu in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The Latin part about that background for me, dealing with Garces Foundation for 6 years. So that gives me that Latin hospitality and French technique background to execute this menu.
What are some of the highlights of the menu?
Highlights of this menu would be, I'm big on our honey garlic chicken skewers, house-made focaccia bread, Louisiana ribs, finished with like a smoked paprika glaze, shaved fennel, watermelon radish, frisée salad. We do have a upscale seafood tower display. So we have one coming in at petite, one coming in as grande, served with oysters, jumbo shrimp, lump crab meat, and lobster tails.
That sounds amazing. How big is that?
So the grande would feed a party of, well, I wouldn't say feed, but shared for a party of 4 to 6. Petite share for a party of 2 to 3.
What are some of your favorite things on the menu, or what do you like to eat?
For me, it would be the falafel croquettes, finished with piquillo peppers, pickled cucumbers, a vegan tzatziki sauce, deviled eggs. I have on there Fresno pickled peppers with a chili crumble and smoked paprika oil. There's a real crowd flavor to there. Going into the bone-in short rib, it's about 15 to 16 ounces, carrot ginger puree with a smoked bacon jam, charred broccolini, and demi-glace.
What was the menu development like to come when you were thinking about what you wanted to serve?
It was fun. It was like we wanted to have something that was looking at the menu, not be able to own in on what actually did you want to order. It's like, oh, I want this. I can't decide between this. So we wanted to make it very fun and bubbly and hard to not just order everything.
And James, how long did it take to get Blondie off the ground?
Initially, some of the branding at the start of the project was naming the restaurant itself, coming up with inspiration, doing some traveling to do a little recon before we got into actual putting the brand together and the palette and the material vision for the space. So the initial was a couple months from, you know, the idea of the name and the slogan, "Don't hate me because I'm beautiful." The other parts of it to keep it whimsical and fun included the material palette that pulls from different inspiration.
Who's Blondie named after?
I can't really say.
That's a personal.
People will figure it out.
When I walk in, it kind of reminds me of a French bistro. Is that the look you were going for?
To a degree, yes. Especially the atmosphere. Being, you know, we have alfresco dining outside. We have big awnings out front that being very inviting, given, you know, some of the hotter weather we see in the spring and summertime. Large windows and doors that open to the sidewalk to create a larger atmosphere, extending the bar to the sidewalk. And so, yeah, I would say it has a French inspiration in that, if you could say that, yeah.
And you have a lot of space here.
It's large. One thing about the building, when we took it over, we didn't realize how big it actually is. So you start peeling it apart. There were several dumpsters that we end up emptying out the building with, and it was way more than we anticipated.
So what was it before it was Blondie? Give us like a history of the building.
When I was in architecture and design school in the 90s, I'm dating myself, the building was a restaurant that was a steakhouse. It was called Kansas City Prime. That was really when Maniunk was in its heyday. There were several restaurants. Again, dating myself, there's another restaurant called Sonoma that was on Main Street. It was part of the same group, and several other very successful restaurants at this location right along the strip here. Thereafter, I think they had a 10 or 12 year run, and then it was taken over, and Kildare's was an Irish pub brand that was here, and again for over a decade. There was a short stint as another small kind of brewery type Irish bar atmosphere, and COVID put that to rest. And then we came on during the later stages of when things opened up via COVID.
How long did it take you to renovate this to become Blondie?
11 months.
That's not bad.
It was a long 11 months.
I mean, considering all the problems that a lot of restaurants are having getting their materials, 11 months is pretty quick.
It felt like two years. Yeah, it's funny. Marcus is right. I mean, generally, there were a lot of moving parts. The building, the age of the building itself, some of the years of just operators neglecting certain things that, you know, really we wanted to make sure were correct. There were other aspects of the project that were very important to us. One was to really transcend the space into something new. It couldn't have any of the old touches of the previous operations that were here. So there was a lot of effort and thought going into making it a truly a different experience.
I understand you also have a room that is available for private parties?
We do. There's the way the restaurant lays out, and some of it was, again, like was inherited. There's some level changes throughout the restaurant that allow for small parties to gather. We do have a room with a bar, seats up to 35. That is really a cute room. It's got a really nice design aesthetic to it. It's these light pinks and different hues. It has a really interesting wall tapestry and wallpaper, and just the bar itself is interesting. That leads up to a secondary space on the second floor that is for much larger gatherings. It could be engagement parties, it could be retirement dinners, it could be whatever it needs to be, but it seats over 100.
Now, do you have a different menu for, Marcus, for some of these private party areas? How do you handle that?
Correct. So we do have a private event menu coming in for like past hors d'oeuvres, stationary apps, which include like a raw bar station, past hors d'oeuvres, leek tarts, shrimp cocktail past hors d'oeuvres. Plated dinners would be like airline chicken breasts. You can choose your sides, two entrees and two sides. Desserts would be upcharged. Desserts menus are unique and all made from scratch.
Speaking of desserts, who makes your desserts? Is it you or is it a separate pastry chef?
Oh, it'd be me being the pastry chef, yes. So I definitely do desserts. We do all desserts in-house between our cheesecake, funfetti cake, and other desserts on our event menu.
Sometimes the chefs don't like to do that.
I mean, I enjoy doing it. It is a patience, just trying to prioritize your time. But it keeps our costs in-house and helps us really push our numbers for end-of-month yearly goals also.
So James, all right, let's talk about what Blondie has done for Main Street. Tell me about the revitalization of Maniunk.
Yeah, absolutely. The goal here is, I mean, we have some of the largest frontage along Main Street of probably one or two other restaurants that would be in comparison. We feel like Main Street really needed a larger gathering space, something that is bistro-esque, that again, to Marcus's points earlier, that has a menu style that is really where you can't pick just one thing. And so the idea here being a place at Main Street could attract newcomers from other areas, just not the immediate area, but pulling folks from Center City, also the main line of Philadelphia in the western suburbs. We feel that this is an opportunity to really bring attention back to Main Street, that as it's been growing kind of slowly with some of the other restaurateurs on the street and other businesses. But we feel like over time in our lifetime that Main Street has really changed a lot. And I feel like this is exactly what it needed.
A little bit more upscale? Or?
Upscale, a little more flirty, a little more fun, brighter space. And the goal at the outset was to be a place that you'd want to come day and night. So it, I don't mean that literally day and night, but the daytime atmosphere would be like bright and pretty. And then in the evening hours when the lights are dim here, it is a very pretty space. So those brighter surfaces and then sort of the ensemble of, you know, different materials and kind of finishes and just the overall vibe was really the most important aspect of it, so that it did match what Marcus was bringing from the kitchen and the intention that we'd put to the cocktails and other things.
I can't help but notice you have a lot of materials here. Like a lot of beautiful quartz on the bars, and everything is different. A lot of marble and wood and plaster and lots of, you got a lot going on, a lot of materials.
Absolutely. And that was part of it, is that and we said this as soon as it was done, we all sat down for a meeting. Marcus actually made a comment that he couldn't find a bad seat in the place. And that was really the goal, that where every different vantage point or perspective where you're seated is a different experience to a degree. Bringing all those things together, I think at times when we were doing them, it was you start to question some of the choices you're making, but I think them coming all together in the way they did is rather beautiful, and I think that's what brings the richness to it, between the lighting and the kind of the chic aspects of the space, some of the kind of time-worn faux painting we did on the walls, and then the other things with the doilies that bring a Venetian plaster vibe to some of the other walls that are more subtle, but then, you know, kind of going all out with the gold garishness of the ceiling and other things. And again, through you pointed out, like just the lighting levels as well. We really took a lot of effort. We're still fine tweaking, you know, all those things, but yeah.
Yeah, Marcus, you were here from the beginning. Like, how would you describe it as someone that's come in and seen it evolve?
So for me, It was like a monster. It was scary. I was like, oh my gosh, like this place is huge. It's going to be high volume, 300 plus seats. I'm going to need all staff in the world to execute. But it's been easy to approach now that I've been settling in, really get my feet wet and hands dirty. Like I said, doesn't matter what location seat you sit in this restaurant, you feel like you're in the best seat in the house. Gives you very VIP vibes. So I definitely enjoy it.
So again, Blondie is a...
I would say new American French bistro. And then as far as like ingredients, like they're very heavy on Latin ingredients and French techniques as far as menu concept. And that's just dinner menu. So once, you know, our brunch menu launches, we're keeping it seasonal. I have like peaches and cream French toast coming, house-made cinnamon rolls, just fun food. You know what I mean? Really get people to enjoy food again and excitement.
And go out, get out of their houses?
Correct. Definitely. Keep them out.
Yeah. Where can we get more information and make reservations?
So that would be on our Instagram at Blondie Philly. You guys can check that out. Also on Blondie Philly or our Facebook page, TikTok coming soon. And you can always just check out blondiephilly.com.
Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, come out and check us out, please. We just want to really make everyone to get to enjoy the space. So it's important that, you know, we've been really supported well in only a week's time that we've been open. So yeah, we'd love for people to come out and support and check us out.
James Morrissey, partner and designer, and Marcus Sumter is chef of Blondie here at 4417 Main Street in Manayunk. Congratulations. It is beautiful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.